Good morning, good morning, good morning. How have you been? Have you been good? Have you been good? Thank you. Let me read to us a scripture, John chapter 1, verse 12. I know this morning you will be blessed. I say you will be blessed. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. That's very true, actually. Very, very true. It is difficult to become without this privilege, without this power, to become the sons of God. And that's all about the reason why he came, reconciling us back to God. Even to them that believe on his name. Why will that be said again? Now, which you are born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. That is the birth of the flesh. This is another birth, which, you know, is sometimes difficult to explain to people. Now, verse 14. Can we please read together? And the word was made what? And dwelled among, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of what? And truth. Can I tell you something this morning? That is who you are. That is who you should be. The word must become flesh. I become the messenger of heaven. Like the same way Jesus Christ said, as the Father has sent you, have I sent you. So when I show up anywhere, heaven has shown up. Anywhere I show up, heaven has shown up. And for adventure, I made a mistake. Sometimes heaven can accommodate it. So that's why the Bible said, there is now therefore no condemnation. I don't have to do it right. I'm not perfect, actually. But for all you care, that is who I am, and that's what I practice. And it can help me. And if I do nothing, how can I be helped? So when I make mistakes, it can help me and correct me. This morning, I'll be speaking to you on the consciousness of grace. You know, we are told that we have entered the season of grace. And I don't want you to be religious at all this morning. And I don't want you to be, somebody is sleeping. They will give you an escape now. You know yourself. Somebody will help my ministry and put my escape together for you. The she, but I'm not looking in that direction. And I won't tell you to stand up. Praise the Lord. Please, on Tuesday, we are going to be having, the meeting is going to be a prayer meeting. And the theme for Tuesday is total recovery. Please, 5 to 6, please don't come late. We'll be praying. I mean, look at the testimony of our brother. All the aunts did not get married. The cousins did not get married. Is it a coincidence? Something has gone wrong somewhere. Praise the Lord. The consciousness of grace. There is the possibility of something being present, available somewhere, and you are not conscious of it. And once you are not conscious of something, what happens to you? You can take advantage. That's why when we talk about somebody becomes unconscious, somebody that is unconscious needs the help of everybody, yes or no? When somebody is unconscious, what happened to him? You don't understand what is happening here. You don't know what is happening around you. You don't know. So, when you are not conscious of something, you can never take advantage of it, no matter what has been said. You need to be conscious to take advantage. Titus chapter 2 verse 11. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation had appeared unto all men. All men. That's why when we categorize people, maybe fear enough for some reason. But see, that appeared unto all men. Where was I many years ago? Appeared unto all men. So for all you care, it is when people say yes, that become theirs. But it has appeared to them. Muslim, anybody whatsoever, it has appeared. And it's not a function of religion, it is a function of reconciling us back to God. To be able to think straight and walk straight and do exactly the right things. Which I believe will help us to change everything. In this present dispensation, we can say everything is by grace, and it's by grace that everything becomes possible in the life of the children of God. Grace. When you are grace, you know you are not going to be sweating unnecessarily. I'm not saying you're not going to work, but you won't be sweating. My sister said they prayed. If they prayed and the man did not write letters to Abuja, they can just pray. He had to write letters. He had to put his faith to what? To work. He had to complain. Some people have to sit. So that is why God has created you the way he created you. He gave you brain. He gave me brain. So we are not just supposed to be praying mantises only. We are supposed to be acting. We do something. I'm going to get that. I want you to relax and listen to me this morning. Your status will change after this message. You are not hearing me. I said your status. Say my status. We change. Please listen to me this morning. Please listen to me. Please. Understanding grace opens the window of possibilities to believers beyond what we can ever think or imagine. The spirit of grace is the spirit of possibilities. When you are thinking things are not possible, please ask God for grace. He said, with men, this might be impossible, but not with God. For with God, what? All things are possible. Men can go to the moon with God. When your mind can still not conceive something, and it's your dream, and you are saying it may not be possible, for all you care, four civilians, they landed last night. Yeah, they went to space. SpaceX took four civilians to space for 3 days. The shuttle was programmed from here. 3 days. They were floating. Some people can say some things are not possible. Gospel according to you, because you cannot see beyond yourself. With God, all things are possible. You will not limit God. Yes. So if you are thinking too many things are not possible, be asking God for grace. Or else you're going to be defining everything by yourself and yourself alone. And you are too limited. You are little. You are just one person. We will get there. You know, Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20 says, "Say unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly." Now, above all that we do what? Or think. Did he finish it there? Let's finish it. According to what? That is where? Where is the power worketh? In us. You do nothing, you get nothing. $1 billion times zero is what? Zero. Do you know that most of the time we determine our destinies? It's about your decisions. It's about your choices. Then when you have made your choices, please make it work. Tell somebody, please make it work. Hey, I said, tell somebody, please make it work. Hey, Brakuni, you're not saying anything. Oh, yeah, tell yourself. Oh, yeah, 1, 2, 3, let me tell yourself, make it work. Oh, yeah, tell yourself. Tell somebody, make it work. Tell another person, make it work. Now, please. You made a choice in your life, and you are saying it will not work. With God, all things are what? Possible. You are saying your marriage, who told you it's not going to work? You're saying your life, who told you it's not going to work? Things work when we make it work. Things don't work when we do not work it. Even it says salvation, work out your words. Salvation. You work something. You know what it means to work? You are active. You are involved. You are changing parameters. If this is this, and this is this. If this is not this, we look at this. If this is this, that is the capacity of humanity. I said, what else do we want God to do for us? With this capacity of mind that He gave us. Somebody was talking about, what was he talking about mind? Mind what in the morning? One professor, this professor woman, you remember her name? She was there in the morning. And mindset, she was this brilliant people. Put her hands together for brilliant people, I beg you. You are not putting your hands together. Are you not part of them? You are not clapping for yourself. See yourself. See yourself. I'm clapping for you. You are not clapping. Brilliant, intelligent people. And we will get there this morning. And that's why I want you to please, you change your mind. Like this, everything will tell me. Say, Pastor, change your mind. No, renew your mind. No answer. Say, renew your mind. So, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Who are we? Brilliant, intelligent, and what? Go-getters? Yes? Huh? Yes! That is who we are. Can you not clap for yourself? Clap for yourself. That is who you are. Praise the Lord. What am I saying this morning? You see, I'm laying a foundation for what we got to do. So the first question I want to ask this morning is, are you discouraged? Yeah, maybe you are. Don't lie to yourself and don't deny it. The first point of calling, please tell yourself the truth. Are you discouraged? Even if you don't tell anybody, please tell yourself. Don't deny anything. Are you challenged? One man is sleeping there. I can see you, even though you are using nose mask. Ushers, nobody must sleep. One man is putting his head on this side. And I can see the level of sleep. Because when you start like this, you are going down. Now, are things not working the way you desire them to work? If you are in these categories, I congratulate you. And I have news for you. If you tell me, what do we do? Say, what do we do? Say, what do I do? Say, what do I do? Now, I only have 2 points for this service, and point number one, don't give up. What did I say? What did I say? But you're not giving up. It's not saying, do the same thing the same way. Try again and keep trying, but do things differently. Because when you do something the same way, you get the same result. Second Samuel chapter 6. Let's look at an example in the Bible. It is not enough to know the right thing to do. You've got to do the right things in the right way to get the right result. When you are not getting the right result, you are not doing it the right way. Even when you are praying, when you are not getting results, it is not all prayer that must delay. Don't mind people. I must pray for 6 years, I must pray for 10 years. No. It's a function of ignorance most of the time. It is when you have changed your approach that the things change. Now God has done it. God has done it when you change your approach. Even sensitive issues, like the fruit of the womb. I'm going to get that. Sensitive issues like the fruit of the womb. What is your approach? You are praying. Praying for what? What about the signs? What about the test? What about your status? What about your makeup? What about the sperm counts? What about the eggs? What about what? Knowledge has increased. So medical science can help. And men and women who God has gifted along those lines, He has given us to be able to help us. I will get there. Don't give up. Let me read this story from verse 1. David had the right intentions. He wanted to do the right thing. Fantastic. Again, David gathered together all the chosen men of Israel, 30,000. I don't know if he needed 30,000 to do his job. But he was ignorant of some things. And ignorance is not an excuse in life. See LifeWire. You did not know anything. And you touch LifeWire. What will happen? And you are a Christian, though. And you are prayed, though. And you are fasted, though. What will happen? LifeWire. It will do what? Go around your gentle. You should say, me. You should LifeWire. No show. But don't blame LifeWire. It is not the witches or the wizard. It is ignorance. Many times in this part of the world, the ignorance of men are transferred to some spiritual beings. Think about it. As we are today, some courses that you are taking in the university now, in the next decade, you will never get a job again. You are saying it is your father's skin. No, it is the fact that you are ignorant of facts. Some courses, they are already getting obsolete. That's why I keep telling you, please, our children must not be thinking like us. We must cross-fertilize our ideas. David was ignorant, but wanted to do the right thing. And right thing for God for that matter. And right thing for the nation. And David arose and went with all the people that were with him from Baal of Judah to bring up from thence the ark of God, whose name is called the name of the Lord of hosts, who dwelleth between the cherubim. Nkan to won e ko ma so oluwa mi o baba adupe ayin a se kini kan agbe yin ga a lift yin up, a lift yin anywhere, a lift yin to the heaven. No problem, just be ignorant, no result. Oba bo emotional, oluwa mo fo soke, oluwa mo yin mo ra baba 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 mara baba. You can rababa. When you are ignorant, you are, do you call the same God that you are rababaing before gave you brain? You suspend your brain, God is looking at you. You rababa, but you must open your mind. You must be informed. Ignorance is a killer. Not in this age where we live in. Whose name is called the Lord? They set the ark of God upon a new cart. Brand new car. Jeep. Forerunner. Bring a new cart. And brought it out of the house of Abinadab and was in Gibeah, and Uzzah and Ahio, the son of Abinadab, drove the cart. Very wrong assignment. So, and they brought it out of the house of Abinadab, which was at Gibeah, accompanying the ark of God, and Ahio went before the ark. Verse 5. I read very far because I have a few points too. And David and all the house of Israel played before the Lord all manners of instruments made of wood, everything, praise and worship, everything was going, worship was hot. They were dancing, they were singing, but they were ignorant. They were not deploying their minds. They didn't get information. They were lazy. They didn't read up. They didn't read up. And led by a king who had been anointed at the age of 17. The anointing is not equal to information. I don't care how anointed you are. Be informed. Tell somebody, please be informed. Tell another, please be informed. The anointing does not replace information. And people start blaming God, and God did not want. Who told you God has not done it? They were dancing. Excellent to dance. Good to dance. And when they came to the knuckle stretching floor, it was a disaster that was waiting to happen. It will happen. Uzzah put forth his hand into the ark of God and took hold of it, for the oxen shook, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against Uzzah. And God smote him there for his error, and there he died before the ark of God. Let me ask you a question. You can be asking, why would God do this? Let me ask you a question. Let's say I come to your house. I'm a pastor, right? And I just go to your bedroom. What's going to happen? I just enter your house. I said, because we are very close. How are you, brother? I said, where are you going? Where are you going? I said, I'm going to your bedroom. What will you do? In fact, it is God that will help you, me. Because that is beyond my boundaries. Every relationship has limits. And God has conditions. Abi, say I'm your pastor. Abi, and I come, I don't care the least, I don't care anybody here. You just enter your house and say, let's go to your bedroom. To go and do what? You will ask yourself a question. That's the truth. God, and we're talking about God Almighty. Do you know that people cross their boundary and they go for it? You only don't know what is happening. That this Mopo that was talking to you and you didn't know anything, you just slapped him. You slapped Mopo. And the guy has a gun. You slapped him. Bossa! You don't know who I am. We say, okay. When they call battalion, when they call people to come and carry you, they won't see you. So the relationship has conditions. Even our relationship with God, they made a mistake and something happened. And the man died. And David was, the Bible said in verse 9, and David was afraid of the Lord that day for the first time. And the Bible said the fear of the Lord is what? The beginning of what? Wisdom. The fear of the Lord is not to drive us away. The fear of the Lord makes us wise. We find out information. That is what is called the fear of God. We start looking at parameters and issues. That's what is called the fear of God. Is it big? It's not equal to wisdom. It is the ABC of wisdom. So don't equate the fear of God to wisdom. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. You enter the school of wisdom. How must I do this? What must I do here? What do I have to do? How do I have to achieve this? What do I do if I want to do this? Well, that is the definition. That is entering the school of the fear of God. I want to do a business. I want to invest this amount of money. We'll get there. And I prayed, I fasted, and God said, you go to that business. I said, I've heard. And what do? You put your money in that, this, and you didn't know anything about it. Very good. You fear God. So, the man died. David took the ark to somebody else's house. God was only making a statement. And don't forget the Old Testament. David took the man to somebody's house. In 3 months, God blessed that man. God will bless you. I say, God will bless you. I say, God will bless you. Now, you know what David did? When David saw what happened, David now had to go and find out what he needed to do. He now did the right thing and got the right result. You know what happened? God is not someone to run away from. God is the one to run away close to. When things are not working, don't give up. Keep asking the question, what am I doing right? What am I not doing right? What do I have to do next? What don't I have to do? Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. My number 2 point, very fast. And you surely do want to listen to this. Seek godly and professional counsel. Please, what did I say? I want you to repeat again. Seek what? And professional counsel. My topic is consciousness of grace. Consciousness of grace. Consciousness of grace. What is counsel? What do you mean by counsel? Okay, look at it. Number one, what do I call it? One, what is counsel? Look at it. One. Nine. Number one, what is counsel? Number two. Number three. Number four. Number five. Number six. Number seven. Number eight. Number nine. Number 10. 11. 12. 13. 14. 15. 16. 17. Admonition. Data. You find data there. If this is called to this, this is called to the counsel. So when we talk about counsel, we're not just talking about one. No. Will you break it down? Advice. My brother, what should I do? How do I go about that? What's going to happen if I do this? Okay, you've been there for so long. You've been doing something. I said godly and professional counsel. Professional counsel. Some people come to me, they have an issue that has to do with medical issues. And I pray. You know the next thing I do? I look for a good doctor. And the doctor comes around to talk to us about the issue. You know what I do? I monitor the process. I monitor what the doctor said they must do. I'm not a doctor. For crying out aloud, I can't help beyond the fact that I prayed. And of course, God can heal. But because we prayed, does not mean we are not going to do the test. Does not mean we are not going to follow science. Your body is a system. Oh, waiting for the fruit, whatever you are waiting for, please, there is a sign behind everything. We can't afford to be ignorant. No matter how much we pray, no matter how much we have fasted, even business, counsel, those are the words, advice, admonition, even data parameters. I remember many years ago, I wanted to go into a particular line of business. So I look at one friend of mine, who is a guru in that area. You know what I did? We are friends and I'm a pastor. Do you know what happened? I actually worked with him as a student. As a what? As a student. I'm a lifetime learner. And I want to be teachable throughout my life. So when decisions are supposed to be taken, you know what happened? He takes the decision. And this guy knows his onions. Oh, along the line, did you ask you a question? Do we not have challenge? We have challenges. Boku, so much. But you know what happened? You know what happened? I was conscious of the definition of authority throughout. Now, let me tell you something. Your wife is the one that has professionalism in one area. You say you are the husband and you are doing the business together. Who should be taking decision? Who? The wife. There's no wisdom in you telling your wife that I'm the husband. Something must be wrong somewhere. You want to lose money. Both of you. That is not when husband is the head. That is when wife takes the lead. It doesn't remove the fact that the husband is the head. When your wife, I'm just using this as an example. Your wife is the one that has the capacity to make money. You know what you do, husband. And you know yourself. You know what you do? You queue behind your wife. When it has to do with business issues, she takes decisions. You know it over there. You know it. You know how to manage money. You know your own management style. So the money is increasing along a particular line. What do you do? Wisdom. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. Are there not men in offices who are subordinate to women who are younger than them? Why not your wife? Are you not saying yes, ma'am, to people who are younger than your wife? One madam wants to give you a contract, and he said, get there by 7. You are there by 6:25. Say, okay, please move out. You move out. Say, as madam come. Madam, okay, madam is 35. Oh, and you are 58. Ah, good morning, madam. Say, how are you? Good morning, ma'am. Good morning, ma'am. He said, how are you? Please wait for me. Yes, ma'am. Madam, I thought you are older. Praise the Lord. Are you in church this morning? I said, praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. What about our children? Let me go there. What about our children? There are some things that our children has a better information than us. We listen to them. Okay. Many years ago, maybe a few years ago, you know, we started this issue of education when dollar was like one what? Is it 160 or one what? So, but of course, when we began, and of course, I know some of you do this also, and some of you that have young children, I need you to understand this. Don't underestimate your children. Never underestimate your children. So you know what we did? We came together, the five of us, to agree that we are doing a joint project. It's not that I'm sending them to school, we're sending, no. We said we wanted to do a joint project. So we sat down, we had a conversation around it initially. And we know who should go first. So we had a conversation, we had a meeting, and it was a project. It wasn't that you are just going to school. No. It was a project, we had a conversation. In fact, when the first guy was leaving the house, we sat at the table and we were advising him, everybody, what do you have for him? What do you have to tell him? I remember I said I was going to talk last. So my daughter spoke at the point in time. When she finished giving her brother advice, I said, I have nothing to add. I was wondering, I said, where did you get that thing from? What she said. So, we began the journey. So one day we were in the US, and we got the news. Dollar moved from 160 something to 300 and something. I almost entered the ground. I don't have to tell you. Some of you know what I'm talking about. Some of you have the same experience. Hey. Okay. The calculation at the Otidaru. What are we going to do? How do we move forward? So we held the... I said, my wife, we were discussing it. They two were having a conversation, a meeting. Fortunately for us, one of our sons was doing his intern in a company in San Francisco, in the US. So they came to a conclusion among themselves. They said, okay, the guy should withdraw from school for 1 year. They came to a conclusion because they knew that we were under terrible pressure. Because they wanted father and mother to live long, yes or no? Oh no, your father and your mother. Now, so they wanted us to live long. They came to a conclusion. They said, you should leave school, right, for 1 year, and ask the company if they can accommodate him for another 1 year. So that 1 year is going to be making some money, right? You know what happened? He withdrew from school for 1 year. And that 1 year gave us leverage, and he made some money and brought it to you. What I'm saying to you is the fact that we had a partnership. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. So what I'm saying to you is the fact that everybody is involved, including your children, including your wife. This is what I'm talking about. Success has nothing to do with one person. It has to do with everybody. So when we talk about wise counsel, we are talking about an advice. It can be counsel between yourself. It can be between husband and wife. It can be between father and children. It can be between mother and children. It can be between father, mother, wife, and children. Counsel. That was why we could able to navigate that. And he requested from the organization, and they said he can stay another 1 year. So he withdrew from school for 1 year. So he had to work and make some money and brought it to the pool. So we were able to stabilize in that 1 year. It was too much a shock. From 160 something to 300 and something, it was too much a shock. We couldn't accommodate it. Everything that is like, it's like my world. I was asking my world, where is my world? I said, where is the world? You say, where is faith? This is not faith, this is analysis. So they were able to save the situation. So and within 1 year, we were able to recalculate. 1 year is a long time. Praise the Lord. The Bible is saying the multitude of what? There is what? There is safety. So when we talk about counsel, I'm talking about people who are more informed than you. I'm talking about people who have succeeded more than you in a particular field. I'm talking about people who have succeeded in your endeavor, in business or anything. I'm talking about people who have information more than you. Medical issue, I take counsel. I'm talking about people who have succeeded in a particular field. It can be trading, it can be business, it can be anything. You go for counsel. When people bring legal issues to me, and I know it's a legal issue, I remember somebody, I said, please, you will do me a favor. I said, what favor? I need you to go and see this lawyer. I know the guy was not forthcoming. Do you know what happened? We sat together for almost 2 hours in this church. I was convincing him to go to that our brother who is a lawyer. This particular, I said, your lawyers will mess you up. Everything you've told me, these people will mess you up. But I know this person. Consciousness of what? Consciousness of grace. Can I tell you something? Your miracle is not far from you. Please don't let anyone lie to you. In fact, look at this church. Your miracle might be sitting around you now. But can you break through yourself? Look at the church. Do you know that your miracle can be sitting around you as we are seated now? Do you know your blessing may not be far from you as we are seated now? But the question is this. Will God open your eyes of understanding? Are you going to be enlightened? Some people take advice from outside. They don't take advice from their own homes. And the advice they come to take from outside, there's more than enough in their house. Some women take advice from another man. And the advice they are taking is right inside their house. Because they did not respect their husband. Some children, you know, they take advice from other people outside. And there's more than enough advice in their house. Some parents, they get advice outside. The advice much more in their own home. That is wisdom. That is consciousness of grace. Let me tell you something this morning. I am a product of counsel. Oh, I've had people in this church. You know what happened? I love when I talk to people. No, I know men in this church and women in this church who are excellent in what they do. And I'm talking about super excellent. Men that gallivant, you know, in what they do. I love it when men are excelling. When people know their onions. This business I'm talking to you about, we got into some serious crisis. You know what happened? When I remember my friend, when we get to a crisis, I know. In fact, when we have to write letters, when he put pen on paper, when he showed me the letter, anytime he showed me the letter he has written, you will think twice when you read that letter. Can I do that? I can do it. But I was conscious that in this team there is a leader. And I did not think of usurping the leadership for once. You know what I keep telling myself? I'm a student. And I learned very fast. And I love the situation that we faced. It made me learn very, very fast. And so what am I saying to you this morning? Do you have staying power in relationship? Do you have staying power? Even your marriage. Some people don't have staying power. You think everything will go the way it has been programmed? You think so? No! Except we are not in this world.
That is why if God had given all this kind of brain, that means God knows that in the world we face challenges. That's why I said in the world you will find tribulation.
People think it is about, the father faith. They will, no.
He's saying in this world.
And he gave us the capacity to face the world. Can you face your world this morning? Can you face your world this morning? Do you have information to face your challenges? Can you be informed to do the needful this morning as you are seated there? I'm saying to you this morning, no matter what you think you are passing through, please, look around. Miracles are around you. Some of you come to church, you don't build relationship at all. The people you are relating with for the past 5 years are the same people you are relating with. Somebody was telling me last night, some very wise man from the other extreme. He said, no, Emi Oreyan kan Olorun nikan ni mo ri. I let him finish. Very wise man from the other extreme. When people don't want to build relationship, when people are failing in their mind, that's when they talk like that. No, it's only God. Me, I care. I don't care about men. Ah, you are a failure. Who will God send to you? Angel will come. So when he said this, I allow him to finish because he's an elderly person. I said, but can I ask you a question? Say, who will God send to you? Yahweh said, Egbamio. And no, I don't know about anybody. I don't want to relate with anybody. I don't even want to know what anybody is doing. I only pray to God. I say, I've heard, and your prayer will be answered. You finish your service now. You can't say good afternoon to anybody. Some other people, maybe you are greeting somebody, and the person is not even looking in your direction. It's like, oh, the person who me. Surely, the man is too proud. How will he know? You are the one that defining him to be proud. He's not proud. The man is successful. The woman is successful. Successful people don't have time. They are very busy. You are the one to run after them. Good morning, I'm greeting you, sir. I said, okay, I didn't see you. You have concluded. Because you greeted him. The man is looking at somebody else. Maybe he's thinking, okay, what is happening next time? Where am I going next? He's thinking. Maybe he didn't see you. He said, oh, really? Okay, one down. They are proud people. That's what you are saying in your heart. Oh. Very proud people. Successful people, they don't have time. What did I say? They don't have time. You run after them. They should not be running after you. You sang one song. You have been so faithful. Your goodness. So what is running after me? Your what? What is running? Goodness is running after me. Let me tell you something. There are some people you run after. It's only God I'm seeing. Who will God send to you? There are some people you wait for them for 1 hour, 2 hours. Some people, look at me, see me, pastor. Say pastor. Say pastor. Say pastor. You are not saying, say pastor. Thank you. Some people, when I want to see them, we will book appointment with ourselves. And when you are running late, pastor, when you are running late for 2 minutes, you send the message that you are running late. The people are busy. Busy people are busy. That is why they are making it. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Counsel. Talk to people. Get data. Facts. Figures. Analyze. Now, if you get a data, you can still go to somebody else to do the analysis for you. There are something when I want to do, I call Brother Mala, what are we looking at? You know, even this Brother Mala you see in church. Reverend, I said, when will you see me? I'm busy on Monday. I'm going to clinic on Tuesday. I'm going to when will you see me? Let's look at next week. Let's week when? Wednesday. Thank you.
Boshe wa niye, man. Kini mo so? Boshe wa niye, man. They are busy. Brother Max, when are we going to see? Reverend, maybe we'll be looking at next week. Because the week is filled. Zadela, when will I see you? Ah, on Wednesday, I'm in the Lagos AGM. Come on over. On clinical, I'm clinical. It's everybody. Isaiah Mizinge, when will I see you? In the bedroom. We're in the bedroom. Abby? Yes? You give me an appointment. When will I see you? Let's see in the bedroom. I'm saying to you this morning, even do now our children sometimes you send message. They are busy. The people are busy. May you have children that are busy. I said, may you have children that are busy. That's a sign of success. People are busy. So I want us to understand what it is to live in this contemporary world. Consciousness of grace. Please don't get offended easily. That's the problem. And he didn't make my call. In the moment of counseling, there is safety. Please put up those attributes again. Counsel. I want you to, everybody, please, please, and please. You may want to consider it. Counsel. What is counsel? Please put it up. Now let me close with this short story. Please let me close. Now what do you think happened to this man? Now, and it's happening to a lot of Christians these days. Wait. Matthew 25:15. Do you remember the story? Now, the man was traveling. Wait, oh. Please listen to me. The man was traveling. He had three servants. That means they know each other. Yes or no? They know each other. Right? And they are close. Because they've been serving the man for some time. He gave one, five. Talent. He gave one. And he gave one. Please. If that one with one can just take counsel from the guy that has five talents. There's something you don't reinvent the wheel. Just go and ask for advice. The man didn't talk to anybody. But I say, there are some people you must go to them and ask them. Economy Boshiri and it's in Ramoto. Hello, my motto, hello, you. Motto, you like hell. Am I good like motto hell? Motto, you are called by any theory. My name, I will do road. That way, motto, that way. No economy. Hey, yeah, my grandma. Excuse me, sir, Mufuari. Yes, sir, Mufuari. No. Akilu, she could see. Big man, my son, walk in sort of woman. She could see. Hey, sure. Mufuari, sir. But I'm busy gone. Anytime, every time. Between now and the next 3 weeks. I will consider. Okay. Boy, I'm married. I'm church next week, Sunday. Tell about one person. Or think about it, Tuesday. So he gives you time. Say, Daddy, the machine will know. We're going to put you in the say, no, possible now. You're in the no, sorrow's okay, mom. Come on, get paru, mom. Say, mom, hey, you're going to be in the gungi. You're okay, koi. Say, think of basi, aroma, mom. Oluwa. I say, keep quiet. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Share my story here. Bobo Kongwa, 5,000. Bobo Kongwa, 25 million, 50 million. When they pray, the other one, only one, 5,000 in the name of Jesus. Boy, okay. Excuse me, uncle. Kill a need. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, oh. Ah, Jehovah. When you come up, I will. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Shaking, let me be honest with you. They don't talk loud. So time will no man read me. Language man change me. Ah, your language will change. I say your language will change. In the name of Jesus, please. Jealousy is in the heart of man. Envy is in the mind of man. And envy is a prerequisite for defeat and failure. Seek counsel. Go to people. Talk to them. Put it together again. Put it up for me. Counsel. These are the things that you say. Please look at it very well. Number one, advice. Number two. Number three, Can you imagine that you are not going in the right direction? And you are speeding in the wrong direction in life. Ah! Number four. Instruction. Number five. Information. Ah, my Jesse, man. Emma, come down, see. Ah, my brother. I'm going to be so funny. Oh, that's a genuine. Ah, that's a jam, Mr. Joe. Emma, be no. That's a jam, Mr. Joe. Emma, Jackie, man, love by you. Oh, anyway, ma. Emma, would that be Emma, a joy? So for me, say a joy. Over change your mind, then. Mind your change your mind, then. Because some people's attitude does not give rise. Information. Number four, enlightenment. Won se loju ni yen men. Won le loju. Se mo kon layan loju. Se mo tun kon layan loju. Won ja won fi han. Number seven, recommendations. Now we talk to my friend, Mr. Lebiodo. So some of my brother is coming to see you. So please attend to him. Otan, won la so ju ben lo. That is kinikin so te ma debe ma wa nkan to fe so to ba mo nkan ti wa so wa tin obe lo mi fun counseling nkan to ye ko so eleyi o le so nkan ti wa so fun mo ti fun connection e ton gbe lowo pe daddy kinikin so te ma debe how ko serious wa wa lo be lo mi e jo ma won ma ti recommend mi fun eni yi bye bye ni tin ma debe kinikin so e won tun so fun hey won so fun ba ma se soro wa lo be lo mi excuse me sir ba ma se soro on he may not be in the same place. You know what happened? The man has connected you or the woman. You don't know what to say. Somebody has said you what to say. I mean, that's what you say. How you will say it, somebody has said what you say. Because you can say the right thing in the wrong way. Oh, Moroso. Somebody has said, somebody has said, right attitude. Good morning, sir. Good morning, sir. What do you say? Can you say? I'm going to say, but I'm serious. Hold him on it. He's not a serious man. They've not told you to sit down. No cursing. Can you watch? Oh, tell me. You don't go watch him. Yeah. Sit down. Love is big, man. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. It is not about prayers alone. Somebody has recommended you. Don't disturb the man that has recommended you. Go and look for somebody else. Sorry, man, what you recommend me for share you? But I'm actually packaging. Can you come? I say, no problem. We'll see what you can do. When you are finished packaging, somebody has take over. Somebody has take over. You go, there can be 5-6 people to help you to put something together. Then you know after that, what do? You now, you pray initially and you pray as you go. Some people will make you practice before them. Oh yeah, so. Somebody has told you what to say. Oh, then law. You go back, madam. Hey, Joshua, King, Pratt, King, Son, Shedwin. Oh, yeah, yeah, Jack, King, Bo. Good morning, man. Good morning. How are you? How are you? Well, King, let you be. Well, I'm running there. Because everyone said, we need him. No. There is courtesy. People don't know there is courtesy. There is courtesy. Ah, one of you, ah, the belly, she's the baron. Oh, can you do it? He, no. What's funny? He said, what's funny? Praise the Lord. Are you in church this morning? Are you in church this morning? Listen to me. It is not only about prayers and fasting. We pray, we fast, but we put the things in the right order. And the fire will fall. Fire of success always falls. Oh. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Please, you can ask the media to give you all those things. And you can begin to look at them one after the other. I want us to pray. Father in heaven, this morning, once you have spoken, twice we've heard that all power belongs to you. Lord, I pray for every member of this church. Father in heaven, every spirit to give up, I come against in the name of Jesus. Lord, please, oh God, there are helpers of destinies in this place. But they are not writing it on top of their head. Please, enlighten your people. Open our eyes of understanding. Let us talk to the right people. Let us take counsel from the right people.
we will not be stranded in life. In the name of Jesus. Father, we worship and adore you, Lord. Lord God of heaven, there are times in life that our children owns the council. Like that little girl in the house of Naaman and the servant of Naaman, you have put the counsel in their own heart and their mouth, and Naaman listened to them. Please, oh God, when we need to listen, please let's listen to our children. In Jesus' name we pray. Can we share the grace together this morning? You can rise up, please. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. No, we share it together. Rise up, rise up. Are you happy to be in church today? Are you happy to be in church today? We are putting hands together for Jesus. Praise the Lord. Wait. What I've said today, are you going to practice? Are you going to practice? Because you are practicing does not mean you will be successful the first time. Don't mean you will be successful the second time. But keep practicing. Your miracle is close to you.